Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski about RSV.
Recently in Iowa, we've seen an uptick in RSV cases. Can you first explain what RSV is?
Sure. So RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, and it is transferred when a person coughs or sneezes. And so again, I'm just going to put a plug in right here. It's a good opportunity to make sure that you are always covering your cough, coughing into your elbow, not necessarily your hand, to try to prevent just that type of spread, not just for RSV, but for all sorts of viruses that are spread that way.
And RSV doesn't have a vaccine.
Correct. Correct. It does not. And so the best course of preventing it is to make sure you're covering your cough, washing your hands, staying home with you when you're sick, and not kissing the babies.
Yes.
Don't kiss the babies.
Especially their little faces.
And their fingers. You know, you think about, especially with the holidays coming up, like next week is Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. So there's a lot of opportunities right now for holiday parties, for getting together with family. But one of the most important things that you can do, one of the best gifts you can give your loved ones, is if you are sick, to just stay home. You know, you don't want to spread that. That's not a gift anybody wants.
And it can kind of stink to stay home.
It does. Yes. To miss out on the pumpkin pie and all of that. But really, it's the best course of action to prevent the spread of disease, especially if you are coughing. And so maybe asking your family member to save you some food, bring it home with them. But yeah, making sure that you keep yourself away from people who might be most susceptible, and that is those littles.
Finding the bright side, you could stay home and watch your favorite movies.
Right, and no dishes.
That's the best part.
No dishes. But so, you know, like we talk about jokingly, don't kiss the babies, but that is a way to spread RSV. So any type of direct contact that you would have. And people who are infected with RSV are usually contagious for about 3 to 8 days. And so some people and infants that might have weakened immune systems, they can actually continue to spread that virus. So even after they stop showing symptoms for up to 4 weeks. So let's say, you know, you are maybe contagious over Thanksgiving. You know, maybe your child is starting to appear better. Even at Christmas, they could still be contagious, especially if you're going to travel to see other family that maybe you didn't see at the other holidays.
And are there certain symptoms that adults might present for RSV? We might not necessarily feel its severity quite the same as those little children.
So symptoms for RSV infection typically include, you know, runny nose, decrease in appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, wheezing. So not unsimilar to other viruses that are, you know, making their way around this season. So most RSV infections go away on their own in a week or two. Like you said, you know, some people do require hospitalization, but most will go away on their own. You can manage fever and pain with over-the-counter fever reducers and pain relievers, such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen. But you want to talk to your healthcare provider before giving your child non-prescription cold medicines, since some medications contain ingredients that are not recommended for children. It is really important for people with RSV infection to drink enough fluids to prevent that dehydration. So I guess one thing to think about when you're thinking about adults and their risk for RSV is if they have a compromised immune system. So maybe if they're getting chemotherapy, that would be a risk factor for them. If they're an older adult, and especially if they have an underlying heart or lung condition, they're going to be at an increased risk. But really, we think about like premature infants, especially young children with congenital heart or chronic lung diseases, and also children with weakened immune systems due to a medical condition or to medical treatment. Those are going to be your highest risk. Symptoms are going to be about the same. But, you know, for kiddos, you know, if they're very young, you may only see irritability, decreased activity, and breathing difficulties.
My otherwise healthy 4-month-old last fall got RSV, and it became so severe that she had to be rushed to the University of Iowa Children's mm-hmm. Hospital
yep.
by the wonderful ambulance crew that we have here, after being seen by the wonderful doctor, the pediatrician we have. But she just was not getting enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. She'd been coughing, and our babysitter was the one who noticed it while I was at work because her hands were so cold. She was worried about the oxygen levels. Luckily, we only had a 3-day stay in the hospital. I know that other families from Washington last fall had multiple weeks. Mm-hmm. Some of them had children in intensive care while they dealt with RSV. So it's a very serious issue.
It is very serious. And like you said, there is no vaccine. So really, it does come down to us being responsible in how we protect those around us, you know, through washing our hands, through covering our cough. And then really, and I know it's so hard to say this, especially around the holidays, but staying home if you're sick, because it's not just RSV that's going around. It's, you know, pertussis, it's flu. We are starting to see some of those diseases uptick. And, you know, right now when people are traveling, when people are going to see family and they're spending time maybe in confined environments, whether you are flying, whether you are getting in the car and you're driving for several hours, it's a great opportunity to spread. So trying to just keep that gift to yourself. And ultimately, there's no really any specific treatment. It's just rest, taking that opportunity to take care of yourself.
And if you have an infant and you're worried about RSV, maybe they're showing symptoms, the irritability, not eating, the horrible cough or fever, what should they do?
Call their doctor. Absolutely. Call their doctor and get them seen and just see what they say. But especially too, if you have one child maybe showing symptoms, trying to, you know, kind of isolate them from your other children to prevent spread, keeping them home from school, keeping them home from daycare, those types of things.
And you mentioned kind of cocooning people. RSV doesn't have a vaccine, but there are other illnesses that we can protect each other from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, especially if you think about like pertussis, you know, especially when you've got, you know, maybe young babies who haven't had it yet. But if everybody in their family has updated their Tdap, especially if they're expecting a new baby or has gotten a flu shot before that child can get vaccinated, that will help protect that little from getting the disease.
And doing that while you're pregnant can help transfer some of the antibodies?
Well, you are going to pass along some of the immunity to your child, you know, for a number of things. And so there is that window of protection.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Director of Washington County Public Health, talking about RSV. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.